Israel, Iran has not killed a single soldier in war, only civilians. By Joel B. Polak on June 17, 2025. Iran has not killed one Israeli soldier since the start of direct fighting between the two nations last Friday. Only civilians, according to Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar. In a visit to the site of an Iranian missile strike that hit residential apartments in central Israel, Saar told journalists of Iranian war crimes. The Iranian regime is targeting civilians. They are targeting only civilians. You cannot find even one soldier which is dead after their attacks. Only civilians, because they are targeting civilians. They are targeting population centers, while we are targeting their nuclear program, their missile program, military objectives. At the same time, they, deliberately, target only civilians and population centers. Under international law, it is a war crime to target civilians intentionally or to attack with knowledge that civilians are likely to be killed without a clear military objective. The only target that Iran has hit that could arguably be called legitimate is a power plant at the oil and gas refinery in Haifa, in northern Israel. Israel's government press office provided the following statistics about Iranian missile strikes as of Tuesday, original emphasis. Updated data, June 17, 2025. 1300 hours. Since the beginning of the operation, less than 400 ballistic missiles have been launched. Hundreds of UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles, have been launched. Approximately 35 impact sites have been identified. Casualties. 24 people killed. More than 647 injured, including 10 in serious condition, 37 in moderate condition. Over 600 with minor injuries. Damages. 18,766 damage claims have been submitted to the Israel Tax Authority. 15,861 related to structural damage. 1,272 related to vehicles. 1,633 related to contents and other property. Evacuations. 2,725 people have been evacuated from their homes. The international community has refused, thus far, to condemn Iran for targeting Israeli civilians. Instead, at best, it has called on both sides to avoid targeting civilians, as if Israel and Iran were both doing so. A statement by the G7, for example, which President Donald Trump refused to sign, said, "We affirm the importance of the protection of civilians." It went on to hold Iran responsible for regional instability and terror. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, the most dramatic first 100 days in presidential history, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.